Masechet Baba Mesia Daf Nun. We're talking about ona'a, overcharging and undercharging in a sale. And this is Mishnah that mentions Tagre Lud and the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. This is a famously difficult sugya. And back in Yeshiva, we spent a few weeks on this sugya. There's a very long Tosafot on this page. But there's relatively few words. When there's relatively few words, you think, well, this will be simple. But actually, that means it's the most complex. So there's some math here, but as long as we keep everything straight, it's not actually that difficult. And so to keep things straight, we have a couple of charts here. So let's review what the Mishnah said, or seems to say in a basic reading, but we'll question some of these assumptions. We had Tanakama that said, if the overcharging is less than 1/6, then we consider that a mechila. Opening assumption seems to be that it's a good sale immediately, and there's nothing that the buyer can do about it because it's just a small amount, and you have to allow for some deviation because you're not always going to get the exact precise amount. So less than 1/6, the sale is valid, and the buyer, let's assume that the buyer is the one that was overcharged, cannot do anything about it. If it's precisely 1/6, then the buyer has a choice, and he can say, I want to cancel the sale, return, or a refund for the 1/6 amount. And for that, he has a time limit of, let's say, 1 hour, enough time to go and show a merchant or a friend to see if it's good or not. And if that hour passes, then that's it. Then the sale is final. And if it's more than 1/6, then he does not have a choice of return or refund. It's only return. And it seems that the time limit of 1 hour would apply to that also. Rabbi Tarfon came to the city of Lod, those people that live near the airport, and he told them a chidush. And he said, you know what, I think the ratio is not 1/6, but rather 1/3. So now they're happy because anything less than 1/3, that's it. It's a valid sale. So now they can overcharge a little more. There's some discussion. Is this permitted licha techila, that you can actually add some more, even up to 1/6 for Tanakama or 1/3? Or is this just saying, no, you're supposed to do the market price. That's the right thing to do. But if you overcharge a little, b'di'avad, you shouldn't try to do that, but it happens, then the sale is valid. Okay, either way, it goes up to 1/3 is a valid sale and can't do anything about it. And so the merchants of Lod were very happy about that because now they can overcharge more. But then he said that the time limit to check with someone is all day long. As presumably that would apply to this, that 1/3 or more than 1/3, you can check all day long, and that's going to be a lot longer, and that's a deficit for the merchants. And they said, forget it, we're going to go back to Tanakama. All right, that's a simple way of reading the Mishnah. But now we're going to question what I just said about this opening here, the first category, when it's less than 1/6. Is that true that it's automatically a good deal? We assume that the buyer, who was overcharged a little bit, immediately waives his right to that? Or actually, maybe the 1 hour time period refers to this as well, this time period. So that's the opening question. Ibayalehu, pachot mishetut lerabanan, le'altar avye mechila, o bechdesh yer elatagar, o likrobo. When we, in the first column of when it's less than 1/6, according to Rabanan, or according to Tanakama, I called them in the chart. And we assume that the buyer who was overcharged will waive his right to that. Does that happen immediately? And so that, therefore, even if he goes right out the door and just 1 minute later, he says, actually, you overcharged me, 1/7 here. He says, no, that's it. The sale is valid immediately because anything less than 1/6, we just assume people don't really care about. Or do we say that the time limit applies of 1 hour, I'm assuming 1 hour, that's how long it would take for him to go home, show someone to come back, that applies to this column. And if he goes back, he comes within an hour and says, you charged me 1/7, anything less than 1/6, you charged me 1/7, then he can get that money back. So what's the deal? Ve'im timsel lo mabichdei she'ar ela tagad o likrabo, ma'ika ben shetut lepachot mishetut. Now, within the second category, we have to clarify. Let's say that in this column, one has 1 hour and one can get the money back. If so, then what would be the practical difference between this column and the next column where it's exactly 1/6? So what's the difference between shtut and pachot mishtut? And we said there is a difference. Ika deilu shetut yado al yonad asach ozer shor asach koneh machazir ona'a vilu pachot mishtut kanao machazir ona'a. If it's 1/6, then the buyer has a choice. He can say, I want to cancel the sale and get all my money back, and here's the item back. Or he can say, just pay me the difference of the sixth. Whereas if it's less than the sixth, then the seller has a right to say to not go back on the deal, meaning the buyer does not have a right to cancel the deal altogether. It was only a small amount, and therefore the only claim, if it's within an hour, is that the buyer can say, I want that 1/7 back that you overcharged. And after an hour, then he is mochel. So there is still going to be a difference between the less than and the 1/6, even though the 1 hour grace period applies to both categories. All right, so that is the question. My Tashima Chazur L'Dibrecha Chamim. So we're going to derive an answer from the Sefa, from Rabbi Tarfon, where it says, at first, when he said a third, they were happy. And they said, great, we're going to follow you, Rabbi Tarfon. But then when he told them, oh, the time limit is all day long, not 1 hour, then they went back to the words of Chachamim. So let's analyze that. Sabruha, pachot mishelish l'Rabbi Tarfon, ke pachot mishetut l'Rabbanan dameh. Now here's our opening proposition, that whatever a Tanakhama says for less than 1/6, the Rabbi Tarfon would apply to the entire span of zero until less than 1/3. They're going to see a different assumption in the next in the answer. But right now, in this attempted proof, we're going to assume that whatever that 1/6 for Tanakama is the same as the entire span of less than 1/3 for Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, assuming that, let's see. I amad bishlama pachot mishetut rabbanan bichdei she'er ela tagar o likrabo ul Rabbi Tarfon kol hayom mishum hachi hazru. If we say that less than 6 according to Rabbanan, one has you have an hour to go show someone, and then Rabbi Tarfon changed it to all day, we understand why they agreed and we understand why they went back to Chachamim. Let's explain. At first, when Rabbi Tarfon said you have until 1/3, they were happy because they assumed that it's 1 hour, right, for this category, right? That's the direction we're going in now. We're claiming that the 1 hour in this category is the best reading, right? Because beforehand, the merchants of Lod thought that if it's less than a sixth, then the buyer still has 1 hour to show someone and come back, and then they can get a refund. And now Rabbi Tarfon says, no, that's up to a third. That you can overcharge up to a third, and they'll have an hour to go and come back, and then the sale will not be canceled. The worst thing that will happen is that you'll have to give them the overcharged amount back. So they were happy because now they can overcharge more without a possibility of the sale being canceled. See, once it hits 1/6 or 1/3, then the buyer has a choice. Once it's more than a sixth or a third, then the buyer does not have a choice, but rather it's canceled. So the seller does not want his sale to be canceled. That's the worst possibility. Right, so here he can overcharge people, and then the worst that can happen is he has to give that overcharge money back, and so he'd much rather have more room to overcharge up to a third rather than a sixth. However, then Rabbi Tarfon said, oh, by the way, it's not an hour, it's the entire day. Well, now the buyer has all day to go and come back and say, oh, it turns out you overcharged me, and you have to give me my third back. Or whatever amount less than a third. So then the merchant said, no way, forget it. We'd rather overcharge a little bit. And if it's only an hour, by the time he goes and gets lunch and forgets about it, by the time he finds out, then will be off the hook and it'll be a final sale. We don't want to have it an open situation all day. We'd rather it be a final sale and overcharge less than have all day and then not be a final sale until all the way at the end of the day. And so therefore, this totally makes sense. Okay, so this way makes sense. Now let's try the other option. If you say it's immediate, if you say that first category, the less than the six for Rabbanan, is an immediate waiver, and he doesn't get not even 1 minute. The second he pulls on the item, that's it. The sale is final. And that means for the Bitarfon also, the less than one-third is an immediate final sale. Then why would the merchants of Lod ever go back? Because for Rabbi Tarfon's option is definitely much better, because whatever Rabbanan said is ona'a, meaning one-sixth, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that's a waiver. So there's a great benefit. Let's look at the chart here. If we say that according to Tanakama, anything less than 1/6 is an immediate final sale, and only at 1/6, then he has the option to return within an hour. According to the Bitarfon, this is now much better. All the way up to a third, it's an immediate final sale. So if it's, let's say it's 1/6 exactly, for the Bitarfon, immediately final sale. For Tanakama, no, you can return. And even more, all the way up till just under one third, it's a final sale for the Bitarfon, and for Tanakama, that's going to go to a canceled sale. So this is a great benefit. And even if the Bitarfon came and said after that you have all day, that all day applies only to a third and above. Okay, so a third and above, then the person has all day instead of 1 hour. Okay, that is a deficiency. But remember, all the way from between 1/6 and 1/3, right, which is an important space there, that entire amount will be of a final sale immediately. So the merchants, they can charge everybody up to just under a third and have a final sale. So that would be much preferable to them than the deficiency of the overcharging more than a third and having all day rather than only an hour. And so you see, if we say that less than a sixth for Chachamim, for Tanakama, a person has a waiver immediately, then certainly they would go with the Bitarfon and stick with the Bitarfon all the way and not return to Tanakama. So the Mishnah cannot be explained, or it's harder to explain it in that way. And so therefore, this is a proof that the 1 hour limitation, or the all day limitation for Bitarfon, applies also to the first category here. All right, so that's the answer. But now we're going to reject this proof. Mi sevarat pachot mishelis Bitarfon ke pachot mishetut rabbanan dame la mishetut vad shelis Bitarfon kishtut asma rabbanan dame yachi b'may samchu meikara. Okay, so right now we say no, this assumption was wrong. In fact, the parallel is like this. According to Tanakama and Rabbi Tarfon, less than 1/6 is going to be the same law. Whatever the law is, it's the same over here. Rabbi Tarfon only expands that 1/6 from a point. According to Tanakama, ona'a is only at that exact price point, is the ona'a where you have a choice. Whereas according to Bitarfon, he expands that price point into a price range. So less than 1/6 will be category one. Between 1/6 and 1/3 will be the ona'a, where you have a choice. And then more than a third is definitely canceled. Once we follow this chart, then the proof that we had before immediately falls away, because now it's evident, very, very evident, why the merchants of Lod decided to change their mind and go back to Tanakama. Let's explain. According to this chart, less than a six, everyone agrees that it's a final sale immediately. So the Bitarfon did not give them any benefit for the amount less than six. When Rabbi Tarfon changed from 1/6 to 1/3, he just expanded this category. And that just means that the ona'a part where it's possible that you'll just get the, just have to return the overcharge. So that before was just 1/6. And so that's a little better to return the overcharge rather than have it canceled altogether. So for Tanakama, that the overcharge is only 1/6. For the Bitarfon, you get the seller can just return the overcharge for a larger range, and so that is a little bit better. We're going to end the sugya saying that this is why they agreed in the first place. But we are going to question this on the next line. So hold on to that thought. All right. So there is a small benefit when the Bitarfon said that it's 1/3. But then when the Bitarfon said, oh, by the way, the grace period is not 1 hour; it's a whole day. Then they said, forget about it. Beforehand, if it was 1/6, we'll see about above. Does the grace period apply here or not? We're going to talk about that in a second. So anyway, but at least 1/6, we had a grace period of just 1 hour, and then it would be a final sale. This was very good. And now you're expanding the grace period to be a whole day. Forget it. That we don't want it to be a whole day. We can assume that the guy is going to go and he's going to get lunch, and by the time he goes and comes back, it'll be more than an hour. So we'd much rather have it a final sale, even if it's only a price point and the range is smaller. And so, according to this chart, we readily understand why they went back to Tanakama, because they actually get hardly any benefit, certainly no benefit over here, because over here the less than 1/6. There is a waiver, immediate waiver, and a final sale right away. Okay, good. So now we rejected that proof. However, we have to make sure that we can understand this reading that it flows through. So we ask, Ihachi b'may samchu me'ikara. But according to this reading, that less than 1/6, they agreed. Why were they happy in the first place when the Bitarfon says, "Oh, I think that ona'a is not 1/6, but it's between 1/6 and 1/3"? Like, what's the big difference? You know, in this time period, they still can come back and say we want a refund. So, what's the difference if it's just 1/6 or between 1/6 and 1/3? And so more than 1/6 is going to be canceled, right? It's not much of a difference. So we're going to try to answer a different question about the highest amount. Tifshot the bitul mikach rabanan leolam chozer. Dekevan damar lehu rabbi Tarfon havya ona'a samchu kemalu kol hayom hazru. Perhaps we can derive within this reading that the highest amount, more than 1/6, where it gets canceled, is there a time period for that or not? If it passes 1 hour, then it's a final sale or not. So we can derive from here that according to Rabbanan, that highest period, more than 1/6, that person can return forever. That the grace period time limit only applies at the 1/6 mark, at the ona'a. But more than that, they can come and return the item forever. Why? Why are we saying this? Because when Rabbi Tarfon said that the ona'a is a larger range, they were happy. But then when he said all day long, then they went back. So this line would make sense according to this assumption. Why the isal kadatech de bitul mikach rabbanan bichdesh yareh latagad ol likrobo b'may samchu? Because if you say that in the more than 1/6 highest amount where it's going to be canceled, there's a grace period, and after 1 hour they can't return it at all. So then why were they happy to begin with? In other words, back to the chart. If we say that the grace period applies to 1/6 and more than 1/6, and they only have 1 hour to go and come back, and after that it's a final sale. So then when the Bitarfon comes and says, oh, by the way, I think it's not just 1/6 to 1/3 is ona'a, more than 1/3. Okay, but anyway, the grace period is 1 hour for this whole thing. So they're hardly gaining anything. So why were they happy to begin with? They would just say, okay, so you move this almost inconsequential line from here to there. So that is not very meaningful. Why were they happy? However, if you say that in this category of more than 1/6, this buyer can come back and return it forever, and the grace period only applies to this time period. So then 1/6 is only one price point, so that's not so much. And so now we understand why they were happy. When the Bitarfon said that, listen, less than 1/6, we already established that's immediate waiver. From 1/6 all the way to 1/3, you have a grace period of only 1 hour. Oh, that's pretty good. Right now you gave us a really good benefit. All the way up to a third, that's it. I just wait an hour and then it's a final sale. Now more than a third, that's going to be, they can return it forever. But that's true for Tanakama anyway. For Tanakama, even more than 1/6, they can return it forever. So this is a great benefit. Here we understand clearly why they were happy with Rabbi Tarfon. And only afterwards, when he said, but the grace period is all day long. The grace period all day long, that's a long time. You know, kind of for sure that sometime, but from now till the end of the day, they're going to see someone, they're going to say, look what I bought. The time they're going to tell them, oh, it's not worth it, he overcharged you, and they're going to come back. I'd rather have just one price point of 1/6 and only 1 hour, then a range of 1/6 to 1/3 and have it all day long. So this makes sense. So perhaps we can derive from this chart, if we follow this chart, that more than 1/6, one has forever to return it. But we say not necessarily. It could be that what they were happy about is that exact 1/6 point. Because according to the Bitarfon, that would be part of the waiver. And according to the Banan, that would be ona'a. In other words, looking back at the chart, at the exact point of 1/6, we could change this to not less than 1/6, but rather less than and equal to 1/6, would be an automatic waiver. Whereas we have to change this to above 1/6, from above 1/6 until 1/3. So therefore, at the 1/6 point exactly, Tanakama would say 1/6 is the ona'a point, and therefore he's gonna, if he notices in time, within an hour he's going to get a return of the overcharge. Whereas according to Bitafon, at the 1/6 point itself is part of the waiver, and so that's why they were happy to begin with, because if it's exactly 1/6, the Bitarfon is better. However, then when the Bitarfon said that, oh, you have a whole day in order to get a refund, and in this category, they said, forget it, a whole day in this category, we'd rather have just 1 hour, even if it's just even if that 1/6 point is going to be, we're going to have to return it within an hour, that's better than having a whole day where he can go check from above 1/6 until 1/3. In sum, we were not able to prove that for the less than 1/6 for Tanakama, that there is a grace period here. So in fact, we're going to go back to our basic assumption that this is an immediate waiver. And so far, we were not able to prove that for the more than 1/6 that the person has forever. So we're going back right now to our basic assumption that the grace period applies both to 1/6 and to more than 1/6, but that's what we're going to question this on the next line. So that brings us to the next question. Iba yalehu bitul mikach rabanan leolam chozer o dilma bichte sheir ela tagar o likrobo. All right, exactly the point that we just left unresolved. We're going to bring up again and try to bring in further proof. Regarding the highest category of more than 1/6, according to Rabbanan, in that category the sale is canceled. Can one cancel forever? Anytime the buyer comes back and said, hey, you overcharged me more than 1/6, he cancels the sale? Or does the time limit of until you can show someone apply there also? And then after that 1 hour, he cannot come back anymore. But first we have to clarify, if in fact you say that there is a time limit, then what would be the difference between the 1/6 and more than 1/6? Because if there's a time limit for both of them, and both of them cancel, you cancel the sale. Ika de ilu shetut mishenit ana chozer v'ilu yater al shetut shenehem chozerim. The difference is that when it's at 1/6 exactly, only the person who was exploited can renege on the deal and say, hey, you overcharge me. Whereas if it's more than 1/6, then either party can renege on the deal. Okay, Mai, so what's the answer? Tashema chazruli derech chamim. Let's try to figure out an answer from the sefa of Rabbi Tarfon, that he first came to them. And he said that it's up to a third, and they were happy. And then he said, oh, you have all the time limit is all day. And then they said, forget it, we're going to go back to Tanakama. I amat bishlama bitu mikach rabanan, bichte shel er tagal ol likrobo, u lirbi tarfon kol hayom, mishum hachi chazru. If we assume that highest category where it gets canceled, according to Rabbanan, that has a time limit. And then Rabbi Tarfon came and said, yeah, there's a time limit, but it's not 1 hour, it's all day long. Then it's very clear why they went back to Rabbanan. In other words, using this chart here, if we say that the highest category also has a time, it's not forever, it's a time limit. So that, therefore, originally when Tanakama, they said, well, 1/6, more than 1/6, either party can change their mind, but only within an hour. After that, that's it. Nobody can change their mind. Then when Bitarfon came and said, oh, from 1/6 till 1/3, oh, so that was a little better, as we saw before. The little better could just be the 1/6 part of it. And so they were happy. But then he said, oh, by the way, the time limit is all day long. All day long? That means even more than a third? Someone can return all day long? We'd rather go with Tanakama, where that was only 1 hour. So it makes sense why they changed back.
Ela I amat bitum mikach rabanan olam chozer amai chazru bedrabi tarfon nichalehu tefede kamash velehu ona'a kol hayom vetula.
But if you think that according to Rabbanan, when it's above a sixth, the either party can return forever, it's never a final sale, then why would they go back to Rabbanan? Rabbi Tarfon would certainly be better, because Rabbi Tarfon says that ona'a is all day long, and no more. Right, and so this at least this middle category would be would be all day long, but then there is a time limit. And so if you say that more than this is goes forever, it's never a final sale, then certainly the Rabbi Tarfon that says yeah there is a final sale at the end of the day between 1/6 and 1/3, that would be a benefit. So they should stick with the Rabbi Tarfon if in fact more than 1/6 or more than 1/3 goes forever. So that's the question. And we answer, bitul mikach lashichiach. No, it's not common that the overcharging is more than that amount, is more than 1/6, and the whole thing is going to be canceled. The merchants are careful. They're not going to do something that's above that amount. And therefore, the more than 1/6 benefit that this would be, oh, even up to 1/3, that didn't interest them so much. They were really more concerned about the 1/6 itself, where according to Nakama, all you have is 1 hour. Bitafon says now you have the an entire day that they did not like, and so they went rather go back to Tanakama. The canceling of the whole thing above 1/6 just doesn't happen often, and so they didn't that benefit was not significant to them. All right, now we forget the final halacha. Amarava hilcheta pachod mishetut nikna mikach yoter al shetut bitul mikach shetut kana machzir ona'a vezeh vezeh bichde she'ereh latagad o likrobo. Sort of us is halacha is that if it's less than 1/6, then immediately it becomes a good sale. That's it. Nobody can go back, right? It's and whatever overcharged amount, that little bit, the person waives that right to them, right to it immediately. And if it's more than 1/6, then it will get canceled. Either party can come and cancel the sale altogether. If it's precisely 1/6, then the sale is good, but the seller will have to return the overcharged amount if it's the seller that overcharged. And in both the cases where it's precisely a sixth and where it's more than a sixth, there is a time limit of the amount of time it takes to go and show someone. We said an hour. And after that, it becomes a final sale. Tanya kivate de Rava. We have a baraita that precisely agrees with Rava. Ona apachot mishtut nikna mikach, yater al shetut batel mikach, shetut kana omachazir ona debre rebi natan. And this baraita is exactly the same as Rava, that if it's less than a sixth, then it's a final sale. If it's more than a sixth, then it's canceled. And if it's a sixth exactly, then the sale goes through. However, he returns the overcharge. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer Yad Mocher Al Elyona Rose Omer Lo Tenli Mikachi O Tenli Mashe Initani Veze Veze Bichtesh Yarela Tagar O Likrobor.
Rabbi Yehuda Nasi mostly agrees with Rabbi Natan. However, he says that if it's the seller that was exploited, then he has the upper hand and he can choose to decide if he wants. He can say, I want to renege on the sale altogether. Give me back the item. Here's back your money. Or if he was the one that got paid too little, he can say, give me the amount that you exploited me. In other words, you paid less than you paid more than a sixth under the market price, and so you have to make up the difference. And Rabbi Yonasi agrees that in both, in the case of exactly a sixth and more than a sixth, there is a time limit for whoever was overcharged to go and show it to the other person and then realize what happened, and then they can make a claim. But after that time period, then that's it. It's a final sale. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.